Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. It is Naz and
Lauren.
And Ashley's not here,
yet. Which is
so lame, but we have guests of honor, you guys. Becca Tilly. How the fuck do we get Becca Tilly on this podcast?
Ooh, are you guys allowed to drop F-bombs on?
Oh, yeah. This is like HBO.
I told you theirs is like, they have a lot more freedom than we do.
Wait, guys.
A lot of freedom.
Tanya Rad is also on the podcast.
Hey.
Tanya!
Hey.
And yeah. Ashley's recording her other podcast.
So Ashley, right, yeah, Ashley will be here shortly. But we have an I Don't Get It from Tanya. What is your I Don't Get It?
Oh, you guys just start straight off.
Straight off.
Ripping off the Band-Aid. Okay, yep. I don't get when guys just want to be friends.
Like, have you dated them and then they're like, we just want to be friends?
I was going to say, this is
twofold. Guys that you've dated and then they want to be friends after, like, no. If I'm not good enough for you to date me, you don't get my friendship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then B,
if you're not going to put your dick inside me, what's the point
of what's wrong with talking to each other? This is very different from scrubbing in. A refreshing take on relationships.
You guys, Tanya's Instagram today was so refreshing.
So
speaking of refreshing, you wrote, "Man's rejection is God's protection."
Uh-huh. I read that like four times. I'm like, man's rejection? Like, what does this mean?
It basically means like...
Amen, sister.
Yeah, because I get rejected a lot. Like, it happens.
So crazy. Also, everyone, my boyfriend wants to have sex with Tanya. And it's so crazy.
I think he thinks it'd be like an ultra spiritual experience.
He does. Yes.
Definitely would.
They'd be glowing.
He's like, that girl knows what the universe is about. I'm like... You guys are having sex like, this universe is beautiful.
It's like having sex with the Holy Spirit, you know?
Wow.
Tanya.
I should put that on a bumper sticker.
Having sex. Tanya. No, you should tell people that's what it would be Maybe to stop rejecting you.
Exactly. Yeah. But it basically means when a guy rejects you, that it's part of a bigger plan. Like, he wasn't meant for you.
That's true.
Like, God has a better person. And this is what I tell myself probably on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you, Tanya. I don't get when guys just want to be friends too, because I'm always rejected, never had a boyfriend. I don't know if you knew that about me.
No.
Yeah, and it's annoying. It's like, I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah, and that's even before they try and date you. Though.
But like, can girls and guys be friends also?
No.
I don't think so.
Are you guys talking about after? Are you guys talking about after?
After, I definitely agree that whoever ends it should not have the audacity to say we want to be friends. However, there are guys that I'm not interested in romantically that I do just want to be their friend.
But. If you are going in with the intent, like, oh, I have a crush on you, and, like, you're putting the flirty vibes on, they're like, oh, let's just be, like, they know your intention is to date them, and they say they just want to be friends. I'm like, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Tanya's saying she can't be friends with them, but I agree with Becca. We're all obviously friends with guys.
Right.
But yeah, when it's over, said, and done, no, I don't want to be your friend. Leave me alone. Move to another country. I pretend... I pretend that guys are dead after. Like, my friends from college are like, oh, have you ever talked to Rob again? And I was like, no, RIP. Like, I think he passed.
Yes.
Like, I think a tree fell on him in Texas.
Yeah.
He's no longer with us. Yeah.
That's
healthy, though. I think you just, like, if you can get them out of your head and just be able to move on and assume that they're dead and under the ground, then it helps, I guess.
I always make them my friends afterwards, because I have a really hard time breaking up with people. So I definitely like, we're friends. But then they're always like, could you just suck my penis a little bit, like last time?
A little bit.
I have this ex-boyfriend that will chronically like hit me up, be like, come on, it's a little bit of sex. I'm like, you're so gross.
A
little bit of sex.
Lauren, you've nailed down the Chris D'Elia voice.
Oh no.
Oh no. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, we got a new name for our listeners. So people were about the diehards.
Yeah, okay? No one liked diehards.
No one liked diehards. It came up. We're trying to find like a name to call our listeners.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. So we said diehards. No one really liked it, but it was off the cuff. I just came up with it. So,
so what's the new name now?
Clueless Cult. Clueless Cult.
Oh my God, that's good.
Oh, that is good.
That's
good.
I didn't come up with it. Someone on our Facebook.
Wait, can we just come? Can we just make it cleaner and just call them the Clueless?
The Clueless. Yes.
I love it because I didn't like the Confused. Do you guys like that?
The clueless is cute.
Yeah, clueless. You're like, we don't give a fuck.
No, I like cute. Clueless Cult. I was just gonna say, do y'all love the Facebook group? Because we did. We just started ours like last week, and it is one of my favorite things.
It's so fun. It's we talked about it the past like 4 episodes now, but it's so
fun. You guys, our group is so lit. If you guys go in there, it is like.
It's like people are only talking about things I really give a shit about, you know?
And we already have celebs in the group.
Like, celebs?
Yeah, like the, shout out to Jaquan again.
Like our elder, like we will call them the elders or whatever, but they're people who are posting every day on the hour, responding, coming up with great content. I love it. I love it.
Anyway, great content on the group.
Great content.
Enough about us. I still can't believe Becca Tilly is like here.
Oh my gosh. Literally just so irrelevant. Like, why does it matter?
Becca, are you?
There's a new Becca in town. She's a bachelorette.
Are you living in an alternate universe? Guys, I just want to say it took us a year and a half to get Becca on this podcast because you're just like in the Maldives, like doing photo shoots for Billabong and shit.
Wait, are you kidding? She like doesn't leave her house.
And
no,
that,
that's
and
why
that.
She's still so relevant without leaving her house. And like so she's true. She has a way of being funny, but like by just honestly being herself, you know?
Wow, y'all, I didn't, if I had known that y'all were gonna fill my ego this much, I would have come on a lot.
Becca,
sooner.
We love you.
Yeah, and you look so beautiful today.
Oh, you always look beautiful. Wait, Becca.
Tanya's like, now she's making fun.
Do you think you're funny?
I think that I'm like, I think I'm a little bit weird, but like, I think my humor for some people is funny, and then I think others are just like, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
You're funny. You know you're funny.
I feel like I'm witty, and so sometimes it translates. Like, I feel like my dad's really witty and sarcastic. Yeah. Like, my whole family, if you had a conversation with any of us, it's the same sense of humor. But I think a lot of people, like, people that listen to the podcast, because Tanya is not witty or sarcastic at all.
PSA, I'm, like, the worst.
But like, it's, like, it's our dynamic, but people think I'm being mean if I, like, laugh. Because she'll sometimes go into these deep things, and I might chuckle without even realizing
that's
it.
That's amazing.
And people are like, why are you laughing at her when she's trying to be deep? And I'm like, I don't know.
I'm, like, in tears, and Becca's like,
I get really uncomfortable when people cry in front of me.
That's so funny.
Wait, I cry like on a regular basis.
I love your guys' friendship. I just met Tanya a week ago at Ashley's birthday. Did you meet Tanya before?
You just met her?
I never met Tanya
that
ever.
Is so weird. Yeah,
I'm obsessed
met her.
With her. Yeah. I might like her a little more than Becca, which kind of scares does. Me. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not true.
No, I mean,
it's because you laugh when they're crying.
Honestly, she does have like a an aura about her that is very like bright and shiny, and I don't necessarily feel like I have that all the time, so I do think it's very refreshing when people meet her. They're like, oh my gosh, what is this like brightness?
You are Little Miss Sunshine.
You
for
are
real.
Miss Sunshine.
Gosh, thank you. Yeah, we gotta do this podcast more often. Pat on the back.
Wait, so I want to know like how you guys met and stuff. Is this like oversaturated? Does everyone know the story except me?
We recently talked about it on our podcast, but I don't know if it's oversaturated.
I just want to make sure everyone listening is not like, we already know Tanya Naz. How did you guys, like, really, what was the first day you met?
It was May of 20.
This is adorable.
This is just, like, so the dynamic of our relationship, because Becca was like, yeah, it was, like, I don't know,
summer.
September,
you're
the
totally
festival.
You're totally Ashley, and you're totally me. Like, I wouldn't know what year
it
was.
I'm like, I remember.
She's like, it was Tuesday.
Yeah. She's like, it was a sunny day. Yeah. It had been, like, around 89, 90 degrees. Yeah.
Justin Timberlake came out with a new song that day. You're Ashley.
Yeah. So we met in May, and a couple years ago, 4 years ago. And
that's a long time. That is a long time.
Yeah. And we didn't like, it's funny because when Becca tells the story, she's like, Tanya wasn't very nice to me.
Yeah. It's really funny when y'all met her and like, y'all are like, oh my gosh, she's so bright and she's so like friendly. But she wasn't like that when I first met her. She was kind of a little bit, not cold, but definitely like, not super friendly like she is towards people now when I see her. I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
That's how Lauren was when I met Lauren. Lauren
hated
me.
I get really
really excited to meet, like, or to see the people that I love so much. So I remember coming to a dinner table, and I think you were the only person I didn't know.
Oh.
And then I had friends that had come in from, they were in town from Texas, and I hadn't seen them there. I went to college with them. So I was like an overload
of,
like,
smothered them with love, and Becca felt left out.
She was probably like, okay, like,
she
hi.
Just didn't, she, this, you're going to be like, oh. But you know how some people make you feel like you kind of feel like you're not important? Mm-hmm. Like if you're in a group of people that know each other.
Inferior.
I felt like that. Like, yeah, I was like, oh, I'm like an outcast here.
Mm-hmm. Aww. I know. It makes me so sad. Whenever she says that, I'm like, uh-oh. That breaks
Ashley
my heart.
Ashley just walked in.
Oh,
Ashley's here.
Hello, guys. I'm sorry. Let's continue.
But that's basically it. So we met and then we got super close. I don't know when our turning point was, but we got like really, really close really fast. And now like I literally feel like she's like my left arm.
I know.
Like I get sad. I'm like, do you miss me? And I saw her yesterday.
Honestly, and she's left-handed, so me being her left arm is very important. It's not like the weak arm, you know?
Yeah, that's like my strong arm.
That's so it's cute. Funny because I feel like you met Becca around the same time I met them.
Sort of. I think we were like a year ahead.
A year ahead, yeah. And I feel like I've known them my whole life, which is so weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's interesting because Tanya's very needy in our friendship, but we have established
that's
this
me.
Yeah,
I'm so needy,
so needy.
But like today, she FaceTimes all the time, and I hate FaceTime so much.
I love this honesty.
So, this is like so funny.
I mean, I hate it.
She and Naz are very similar, and then with Becca and I think we're just like, if you can't talk to us in person. Just hold it.
Oh,
just
my wait, gosh.
Text
wait,
me. Oh. First, text me. I don't care. Call me. Just don't FaceTime
really?
Me.
See, I prefer FaceTime over a phone call.
I hate having to hold it, make sure I don't have a double chin. I'm
but, like, why do you care about
it? I didn't last night. I just had it, like, on a box while I was trying to move.
Last night was, like, a blessing that you answered.
I told her. I'm like, and you live down. You live a mile away. Just come over and tell me what you have
to say. I told her. I was like,
same with you guys. You're, like, not even a mile.
Come over. Don't FaceTime me. Of course, my phone starts ringing. I look down. Like, I swear to God, like,
she throws me a bone like every three or four FaceTimes. Like, she won't answer, and then, like, she'll give me.
That's Lauren with Nat.
That's Lauren with me. She'll literally, like, ignore me for, like, 2 days, and then she'll, like, pick up, like, a couple days, and then I'm like, okay.
People always think I'm so mean. They're like, oh my gosh, Becca, like Tanya's such a good friend and Becca doesn't give her any attention. I'm like, if y'all knew what text
it's just
messages.
Totally different personality.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And I like appreciate it. I even said thank you for answering my FaceTime. That was thank you.
Now guys, I'm sorry, but I have to interrupt and tell you about this amazing new service called FrameBridge. So here's how it works, you guys. Go to FrameBridge.com. Upload your photo from your computer or directly from your Instagram feed for them to print. Or if you have a physical item like a ticket stub, art prints, posters, they'll provide a secure prepaid packaging so you can mail it in for free. Then preview your item online in any frame style so you get to choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. And the team at FrameBridge will custom frame your item in days, not weeks or months, and they'll deliver your finished piece to your door ready to hang. The best part about FrameBridge is instead of the hundreds you'd pay at a framing store, their prices start at like $39 and all the shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at FrameBridge.com when they use our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. So FrameBridge has thousands of five-star reviews if you guys look it up and even offers a happiness guarantee. If you guys aren't 100% satisfied with your order, they'll make it right.
Get started framing your photos of art today. Go to FrameBridge.com and use the promo code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, and you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to FrameBridge.com, promo code GETIT at FrameBridge.com, and the promo is GETIT, G-E-T-I-T.
Oh, I got catfished on Hinge last night.
Wait,
I mean,
what?
I think all of us bastard people have been catfished. Oh, as in, wait, as
you
in
were
somebody used your image?
No, as I talked to a guy and like
no
quickly
way.
Realized, I was like really sharp and like smart.
Yeah, how do you even realize that?
He was like some hockey player, uh-huh. And I was like, it kind
how
of
cute.
Was weird. Well, it's not cute that he.
Yeah,
he's not
what do you mean? He was not
cute. He was a murderer.
Yeah, sorry, I'm like hockey players are cute.
So I joke. He
if
was like,
you are a hockey player on Hinge,
right? And so I, he asked what I had done today or that day, and I was like, oh. Cleaning up my office, watching Grey's Anatomy. And he was like, oh, Grey's Anatomy is my favorite. And I was like, ding, 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 ding.
He knew exactly what to say to you.
Oh, I was like, gosh. I was like, liar. And he was like, nope, I'm on season 13. So I look up the guy on Instagram, the real guy. I look up his name. And I write.
Wait, how did you do that? Because they don't have last names.
Sometimes they
Hinge.
Use the real put, name. If
yeah,
you're
it was
catfish.
His real name on Hinge. And I wrote him, and I was like, "Are we talking on Hinge, or am I being catfish?" And he was like, "Catfish."
Wait,
he was like,
wait,
"I should
like, DM the actual. You DM the yeah. hockey player,
and now you're talking to the real hockey player."
Yeah. Yes.
Wait. No, but that's a great move. We should all do this.
A good move. Wait, you guys. Yes, we should make fake accounts of ourselves.
On his face right now, it's like she just got a stroke of genius.
That's genius.
So you're saying to like start a conversation with someone.
100%.
Just like slide in the DM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see you.
I just got it.
Yeah.
Lauren, I was wondering why.
That's
you
a fantastic
laughing.
Opener.
Well, we all just have to wait for a guy to catfish us, and then we do.
No, no. Pretend.
I'm yeah. literally gonna slide in Milo Ventimiglia's Instagram and be like, "Are we talking on Raya?"
Yeah. That's so weird.
I love him. He's but so yeah. Funny. So
wait, that's a move.
He's like in Montreal or something. I don't know.
Oh, no big deal. Just anyways, across the pond.
But still, I'm like.
Just not across the pond.
Yeah, isn't there a lake in Michigan or something?
There's no pond.
There's a pond in Michigan. Lake. It's called
thousand,
Lake Michigan.
10,000
Are you talking
lakes.
About the Great Lakes?
Yes. Yeah, so that's across pond. Water.
Yes.
That's in the pond. Way of here and there. If you're in New York,
you have to
yeah,
cross
that's
the
not
pond.
Considered.
Whatever,
like
guys.
Pond.
It makes sense in my head.
Okay. Naz is four.
Why couldn't you guys just let it slide?
It's like not even a big together, thing. Everyone.
Wait, I'm actually like thinking
did you
of somebody
your teeth
that I can
this
pretend.
Morning?
I did
wait.
Brush my teeth this morning, but not with the electric toothbrush. I use my toothbrush at Jack's, which gives me not as good of the clean.
Ashley and Lauren are sharing smoke. A mic. Oh, damn.
Also very thirsty.
We have to take a break for a second to talk about skin. There's nothing worse than feeling self-conscious about your skin. Believe me. If you're like me, you got ups and downs with your skin. I get your pain if you're suffering from acne. My go-to routine is BioClarity.
BioClarity is a three-step acne wash that is cool because it's effective, but it doesn't have harsh chemicals and it doesn't irritate your skin. So you get results without the redness or irritation.
That's right, Lauren. And who doesn't want glowing, selfie-ready skin, you guys? BioClarity is full of antioxidants that feed and defend cells with vitamins, and they boost your natural beauty. So here's the scoop. Start a healthy habit and get glowing, clear skin. All you guys have to do is go to BioClarity.com. Our listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. So that's a $20 savings, and it comes with 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you need to enter our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. That's BioClarity.com, and enter our code GETIT. Becca, do you have something you don't get? Because Tanya gave us an I don't get.
What was Tanya's I don't get?
Tanya's I don't get was she doesn't get why guys want to be friends after you're dating.
Or even
in general, if you
I
have
just
like
get
a
friends
crush on
a lot. And I'm like, bye. Yeah.
I have two I don't get it. And I don't know if y'all have already talked. I feel like y'all probably have hit these okay. subjects already. I don't get how people want to spend time with each other 24/7.
I don't get that either.
I get it.
Lauren,
I do too.
Lauren totally yeah. gets it.
Okay, no.
Like, I'm talking about anyone.
No, I'm talking about anyone, too.
Okay, I want a lot of alone time, but if it's with my boyfriend, like, I don't think I need that much space.
But how? Can you explain, like, what you need? What do you get out of that?
I just feel very... I don't know.
Becca's like, what is the
I get
benefit?
That from Phoebe, but she's quiet and
absolutely.
Soft.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would love to live, like, ideally. This sounds horrible. I would like to share a bed with my future husband. However, like if we had separate apartments, like right next door to each other, or like in the same complex, well, okay, fine.
This is
no,
crazy.
See, I'm
no,
not
you
opposed.
Know what I mean?
This
no,
is
I,
hilarious.
I would never do that. I'm just saying that, like, that's how much I do appreciate my space, my own space.
I'm not opposed to having
separate quarters. How about that?
Yeah, like rooms at least, or having like a separate. I
that's
what
happens
separation.
When you get older in a relationship, though, because
know,
my dad
Tanya,
has my dad
so
like has
weird.
His man cave. Yeah. Ever since Lucy died, Dad started sitting with Mom in the regular family room. He would go downstairs every night with Lucy, but then when Lucy died now, he's just been in the family room with my Mom.
See, but I so have a theory as to why you want to be alone, and it's because you're constantly surrounded by people.
Because we are constantly surrounded by people?
You particularly FaceTime your mom more than 2 to 3 times a day.
No,
which is
I FaceTime
way-
her twice a day.
That's a lot.
Two
that's
to three
a
times a day is a lot. People talk to their parents
that's
like
a
once
lot of
a week
time.
Or two, twice a week. Also, jeez. You live with your sister and you've always kind of lived with her, even when you were in college. And so no. for that reason, you like being alone.
No.
I live alone in my own studio. I don't have a sister. Don't talk to my parents all the time. So then that's why I'm probably more needy of the average person because I don't have anyone around
right.
me. And I don't need alone time because I live alone.
Well, okay. So when I was in school and living alone and when I was here living in LA, living alone for a year, I loved every second of it. I would close the door and like dance around and I'd like eat as much as I want and like do I love living solo. There's nothing. I especially loved when I was in Syracuse and I had the cutest apartment ever. I was the first person to ever live in it. It was perfectly decorated.
Poor Lauren. She's like sitting right next to you and like looks at you looking all
sad. Had a camera on no,
I
right know, now. Right?
I adore that. I would blast music. I would dance around my underwear to Taylor Swift. I was obsessed with living alone.
I also love living alone. But the reason why I don't want to be alone and why I want to call you guys and FaceTime you all the time is because I have no sister and family to talk to.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with sisters. I think that Becca and I having sisters, we always have the built-in best friend. So,
Tanya, do you have sisters?
I have a sister.
Well, Tanya has a sister. How old
she's 7 years older than me.
I think that's why. Oh, I think that's the difference.
You don't have a if you have
and
a
she has like
sister,
kids. Oh, no, she's more like a different. Mom to me.
Okay, so that's totally different.
I think that's it. We cracked it. Because if you have a close sister, you have a built-in best friend.
So yeah,
so you don't need
Maura
other best
only
best
has two brothers, and she's kind of like
she's
Naz.
Very much like yeah. Naz, where she's like, wait, why didn't you include me in that? It's like,
and we're
because
you're not our sister.
But like, oh, sorry, I didn't even think about it. I just grabbed her because she was next to me.
You didn't come out of my mom's vagina. Sorry. I didn't want you to come bowling.
No, I think
you don't have the same fucking blood type. No, get the fuck away.
No.
This is why I constantly have to deal with you guys.
I know how it sounds offensive, but Laura and I don't even realize because
we've
it's always
many people by being sisters.
Yeah,
we have, but like we're like, oh, we just we're always just always and we're basically Siamese.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
I mean, we don't think about it as going with somebody besides ourselves. Like we think we're going alone if we go with each other.
So as you guys know, I've been working on like taking better care of my body and I decided to start a vitamin routine, but I'm not a huge fan of a lot of the ones I've tried because they don't smell great. Like literally the smell makes me sick. Mm-hmm. So I started taking Ritual and I'm obsessed.
And now you've got me to try them and I love them. They smell and taste like peppermint because of the essential oil in them and they're time released. So it's gentle on your stomach and that's always deterred me from taking vitamins. Plus, they're scientifically designed to give women the exact nutrients that we lack in omega E and vitamin D.
It's a super easy subscription, and if you miss a few days, you can just delay your delivery until you catch up. And they have a happiness guarantee and you can cancel super easy anytime.
So you guys, forget everything you thought you knew about vitamins because Ritual is the brand that's reinventing the experience with 9 essential nutrients women lack the most. So if you're ready to invest in your health, do what I did and go to ritual.com/get it. I promise you guys, your future self will thank you for taking Ritual. Consider it your lifelong health 401k. And all you have to do is put $1 a day in. So think of how much you guys already spend on food. Why put anything but clean ingredients backed by real science in your body? Go to ritual.com/get it. So back to Becca's topic of not needing to be with someone 24/7. Tanya, Lauren, how do you feel?
I
recharge. I do recharge like on my alone time because I do. I feel like I'm constantly surrounded by people 24/7. So I do like my alone time. However, I really like being around people like a lot.
Same. Tanya and I are the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I love Tanya.
Tanya and I are the same. I think it's funny because none of us have jobs that are like cubicle jobs. If you had a cubicle job, like I'd be like, let's go out. Let's go to dinner tonight. You know,
my roommate is like that. She has like a 9-to-5. So when she comes home, she like wants to like meet her friends and have them come over. And but when I come home from work, I'm like,
Your job is talking to people, and her job is to shut the fuck up and type.
Yeah, right.
Or whatever it is.
Right.
Whether you're a woman or a man. Wait, Ashley, have we talked about
this? Gender.
Not discriminating. Ashley, have we talked about this on the podcast, how we hate our friends that do have 9-to-5 jobs?
Oh, my God.
I think we have talked about it. I hate what, real quick, just since you guys haven't heard it, my friends will be like, what are you doing August 27th? Like, wanting to come to LA. And it's like, I don't know, I could be in Zimbabwe with Tanya and Ryan Seacrest, like passing shirts out to kids. I don't know what opportunity I'm gonna get.
I'm just trying to interpret as a fan. I know that's totally our life, but like people will be like, oh, sorry, you may be in Zimbabwe with Ryan Seacrest.
I'm just saying it in the sense of like, I have no idea. Yeah, like, I have like all these different
job opportunities pop up every day.
All spur of the moment.
I don't like planning any, like a
I
week
can plan
in advance
two weeks.
Really
can,
stresses
no,
me.
No, yeah, I can plan pretty much 2 weeks if it's something in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know how I was trying to put together the Bachelor Girls yard sale. They're like, maybe we could like plan something in April. It's like, no, see, like I cannot ask anybody what their availability in April is because it will change between then and now. It is really sad.
I actually just got asked to go back to my college's homecoming October 27th of this coming whatever. Oh, and gosh, I was like, I actually already have something that day. I can't come.
A wedding. I have two weddings in October. I already have 2 days in the
wedding. Oh, yeah. Weddings. Don't even get me started.
That's
the
only thing I really can put you down for.
Totally. Totally. You're like, okay.
Yeah. We went over this on the, we had a meet and greet in LA for like people that listen to our podcast, but down the line, after I'm done with one wedding that I'm in, I'm going to go off on an
off on weddings.
On an I don't get bridesmaid because I fucking hate being a bridesmaid. It is so much money. I'll save it for a future podcast, but like,
that's a good one though.
That is a good one.
I think, oh my God, I think on that point though, should we ask them about what they would like to spend on a wedding?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Cause we talked about this last week.
Oh, I have another I don't get it that just popped in my head too.
Tell us.
But this is just a quick one. Okay. I don't get it why they make dresses with the zipper in the back anymore. Like if you're single, I can never zip up my own dress. It really pisses me off.
Tanya, I was getting ready.
Just make them on the side. All of them.
I was getting ready to cover the Oscars at Clever, the YouTube channel Ashley and I work at, and I had no one to help me get in this dress. I ran outside, a woman walking her dog. Did I tell you guys this?
No, you didn't. You ran outside to get somebody
zipped
to zip.
Me up because I'm single and I couldn't.
Do you know how many Uber drivers have zipped me up in the dress? I'm what? Like, oh yeah.
You live with sister. I can't retract it. At least I can get it most the way.
It seems like a dramatic.
No. There's someone.
You need someone to top you off. You need a top off.
Tanya, you need someone to hold the top and then squeeze in. Yeah. You need like three hands for it.
Okay, but the zipper on the side can really mess up the seam.
Yeah,
that's not ideal. Yeah.
You know what?
Lauren,
I get it. We came up. Okay, wait. So, girls, do you think as you get older? Well, first off. When you were younger, did you imagine the most grand, expensive wedding?
No.
Yes. I knew Tanya would say yes, and I knew Becca would say no.
Yeah.
So do you still feel the same way? Like you want to put the money into the wedding?
No.
Okay. Oh. You can elaborate.
Maturity.
Yeah,
maturity. People spend a realist, so much money. People spend so much money on one day.
She's a realist.
You know, Tanya's such a realist.
Yeah, hashtag realism is my game. No, I do think that like when you're younger, you think I wanted like doves and like snowflakes and like
you wanted to release the doves and butterflies.
Yeah,
what is man on fire?
No, haven't you seen that before? Like people release the birds.
No, I know, but I just pictured Denzel Washington walking out of a car with fire and the doves in the background.
Now, I've never seen that fire.
Just now, not so much.
I thought you
now I feel
Crystal
like I want like half the wedding I wanted.
What does that include? Sad. What's the half price deal?
Well, I think I just want a really cool husband. So, like, I'm willing to just, like, forego.
That's the gift, you know?
Yeah. I just want a legit husband for the rest of my life. And then, like, whatever he wants for the wedding. I know. It's sad. Like,
I'm
this is what
it's
come down
to. I'm
so
excited for you to get married.
Yeah, I think you're going to find someone really cool.
Like, we
got to
find this dude. Like, where is he?
All right, I have to take one last break and tell you about this new service I'm using to digitize all of my home videos and pictures from when Lauren and I were little. It's called Legacy Box, and it's so cool because my parents have tons of old videos and pictures of us when we were being little kids and hilarious. But now we're making it so that we can get digital copies through Legacy Box.
I can't wait till we get them because some of the videos I haven't seen in so long and we were so little. It was super easy too. You just put all of your stuff in that box and send it off. And Legacy Box has people hand transfer everything. So it's totally safe and secure and they send everything back along with the digital files.
There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and pictures. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our listeners a huge exclusive discount. All you guys have to do is go to LegacyBox.com/get it to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Again, guys, go to LegacyBox.com/get it and save 40% today.
Are you guys dating anyone?
No.
LOL.
Tanya, is Tim Tebow ever going to happen?
I pray to the Lord above that if it's meant to be, it'll find its way. But right now, it's not looking.
I think that's going to be one of your rejections from God is a
protection.
God's protection.
Do you know what? I think that God's like, Tanya, you can do so much cooler than Tim Tebow.
I agree.
Tanya, you are more cooler.
Upbeat personality.
I feel like you're going to get a sexy Christian singer.
No.
I want a country singer for her. That's who I'm wanting.
I see Tanya with like a Rich Wilkerson.
Who's that person?
Oh, interesting.
You guys know that like really, really hot priest?
Oh, Rich yes, the Kardashians.
He looks like Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's he's happily married.
He's married but someone to like Dez's sister.
Desi Perkins?
No, Dez, my ex. The guy that I was like,
oh my God, no way.
I remember when you told me about Dez. He's so beautiful.
Yeah, he
beautiful.
Is.
He's so beautiful.
Bex, are you dating anyone?
No, I'm just getting catfished on Hinge.
What was your last date, though?
Yours was more recent.
Oh, yeah.
Your eyebrows are amazing, by the way. I almost said on fleek, but that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah. We're past on fleek. I went out to drinks with a guy, and I think it's just the first date. Like, having to get to know someone is just
the worst.
It's
the worst.
It's like the question.
It's a job interview. Yeah. It's like
that's what it is.
50 Cent, 21 questions. Like, just play the song.
And Robert and I were friends before we started officially dating, so it was, like, such an easy transition there. Mm. And we were like kind of hookup buddies before we even officially started dating. So there was like a lot of like foundation laid before we started.
All of the foundation.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. All you did. Friendship. Well, all you did was throw it on.
What?
All you did was throw the label on.
Oh, sorry. Oh. What did I throw
just
on?
Just throw it in the bag.
All you did was just throw it on.
This is my relationship.
How does my relationship look today?
I was like, throw it.
Becca, I was like, there was a single studies in America, and apparently that's like the most people get in relationships that way now.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's that?
The most common
70%
way.
Friends, consider
hookup buddies, relationships.
Wait, so 70%. Maybe I should be making guy friends.
Yeah, Tanya, you need to be making guy friends.
Oh, wow.
I just don't get the negative in having guy friends.
Tanya just meant in the sense of if she likes them and they don't like her back.
Exactly.
It's different.
Exactly.
Lauren, what?
My stomach just made the loudest sound.
I heard that.
Sound.
I heard that
in my headphones. And I'm like, did I hear that in my headphones?
Wait, I didn't hear it.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, yeah, because when you have a lot of guy friends, even if they do friend zone you eventually, sometimes they're like, oh, wow, I've seen the light because this girl's actually so awesome. What else would I want?
I know. That happens in a lot of movies.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, happens a lot.
It fucking happens.
Maybe I'm shooting myself in the foot.
Yeah, Tanya. Stop
maybe
shooting your
God's
toes.
Rejection. I mean, man's rejection.
Is God's blessing?
Is
God's projection.
God's timing.
God's timing.
Oh, wow.
Where did you hear this quote,
Oh, that
by
God's
the way.
Timing quote is the best.
The
it got me through my mid-20s.
What's the God's timing quote?
Oh, no, the God's man's rejection is God's protection.
Oh, I don't know that.
She
oh,
just
that's,
came up with
that.
What are you
really
talking about,
good.
Ashley?
She just came up with that? There
no.
was one. There was one about.
We're so off right now. Tanya, where did that come from?
Yeah, never mind. Don't ask me. I just remember like one of those Pinterest quotes being like really
But you said God's
timing? About God's timing.
Oh, yeah, basically
about,
like
the timing. Trust to God's timing in your life.
No,
and I was
basically
like,
it's
yes.
like if the answer is no, that means there's a better yes down the road.
Oh, I like that too.
Yeah. Or like if it's not okay, it's not the end.
Tanya
oh,
is
that
the quote
is Juliana
queen.
Rancic. Yeah. Okay, well that was Juliana Rancic's quote. I don't think it was hers originally.
Right.
But yeah. I could have tattooed that on me when I was like 25.
Yeah.
And I kept saying it's not the end because it's not okay.
It's yeah, true. Some things fall apart so better things can
oh
fall
my God.
Together.
She's like y'all are acting like she's like
a Buddha.
Yeah. She's a god.
No, like, I know there's silly quotes, but sometimes
we're
like
the Tanya Rad religion. It's like
I wish
like
I could
fucking
see all everyone's like mouth open, like wide
I'm gonna
eyes.
Go to
like,
my Pinterest and look at
Scientology
the old ones, like,
in here. No, everyone's
oh
heard
my God,
that.
Lauren needs to read her old Pinterest board.
They're so for, depressing.
So that she could like this is what she would reread when she was like in a relationship with a guy who had a girlfriend.
Oh, I still don't get Pinterest. Like I get it, but I don't. Like I don't spend time.
I
on
never
it.
Got
Me
it.
Either. Unless you're getting married, like is that a thing that
no.
people do?
I tried.
Like, put up photos on an imaginary board no one's going to see.
Never
like,
give up on somebody who you can't go a day without thinking about.
I think it's still true.
That's a classic. Yeah.
Guys, classic. We're being so basic right now.
I'm sorry, but yeah, this is sad. Funny.
Don't
decide
worry.
That you want it more than you are afraid of it.
Oh, yeah. Faith over fear,
oh,
always.
Oh, yeah. It's choose love. What was that on our podcast? We had a dating coach, and she's
choose
like,
love.
We were talking about how it's so, I hate going on dates, and that's the main reason I don't date, because like having to have the small talk conversation feels like an interview.
Yeah.
And she was like, you have to reprogram your brain into being excited about going to meet someone new. Yeah. And I'm like, how?
I know.
How do you reprogram? Because it's like, no, it's one of those things where you're like, well, he could be my husband, you know? Like when you're walking out of the door.
I think, was I saying this to you guys the other day? I just feel like nobody goes on a date with their husband. Like nobody's randomly like, oh, and then I went on a date and guess what? He turned out to be my husband.
There's a lot of Tinder. No, a lot of people from Tinder get married, Ashley. That's the thing now.
Like I haven't been on a date since November. March. That's fine. Then before that, it was the summer.
Tanya, same.
You're just hoping to meet him organically at a coffee shop.
I'm spending all my day at Whole Foods, like just smelling every hot guy that walks by.
Smelling every hot guy.
That's my opening line. I'm like, what cologne is that? That's really good. I need some for my brother.
That's a great opening line. Everyone that always asks for good opening lines.
Like, don't go to the aisle. There's some girl asking what cologne
is. Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of think that's a little bit like...
Creeper on aisle five.
Well, that's the thing. You only find hot guys when you're running errands and doing something. And then you're like, oh my God. Look like what do I say? What do I say? Yeah. And you can't say anything natural.
Yeah.
Any guy listening to this, when a girl comes up to you and asks you for your cologne, just say Tanya? Yeah.
I think especially to use Lauren's theory, you should just go up to them and be like, "Hi, you're hot."
I'd like to be like, "Thank you." So are you? It's like not gonna go poorly.
We had Siggy Flicker. She was she's a housewife of New Jersey on, and she said that we really need to go up and like compliment men, even if they're married, and just say, "I think you're really handsome." And I feel like I need to do that more.
Yeah. But like, if they're married, don't do that.
I would stay away if they're married.
Yeah. Yes.
Always check the finger first.
Don't smell them, Tanya.
Check the ring. Don't check the finger. How do we feel about guys who don't wear wedding rings?
Sketch.
Wait, is that a thing? You guys, is that a thing?
Yes. Do you know that Tanner would never wear his wedding ring? And I was like, Tanner, why? You should claim that woman with that finger.
At least have like a tattoo on there or something.
Yeah, if you don't like the feeling of it,
at least a permanent tattoo.
No, I'm not even joking. Like, if you don't like the feeling of a ring, then tattoo it on.
That's what Jason Kennedy has. He has Lo tattooed on his ring finger.
Yeah. Do that. It's sketchy. Like, why not? Like, they're like, oh, I don't like the feeling of it. It's like, I've had this ring on my finger for 10 years. I don't even know it's there.
You're getting used to it. When you wear it for long
enough. This because I just keep forgetting to take it off.
I hate wearing rings, but I love wearing a fucking diamond.
Well, no, like, I do too, but I wore one on my ring finger for the longest time, and I did everything in it, and I didn't notice it. So for that to be an excuse, that's squirm.
What's squirm?
Like shady. Like just squirmy. Squirm. Like snaky. I met a guy in the Hamptons two summers ago. And
I don't remember this.
And he was like that East Coast, like probably owned a yacht and went sailing on the weekend.
Like Wolf of Wall Street, big
We were throwing the football together. Like he was so hot. And I'm like, I think I met this is my husband. And one of my friends comes over and I was like, who is he? He's like, where did he come from? And she's like, that's so-and-so. She's like, he's married. And I was like, he doesn't have a ring finger.
And you checked the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I wouldn't have even. And she was like, it's like a boys weekend. And
oh
I was like,
gosh.
Oh, she said it's a boys weekend.
Like, I guess he was like,
took the ring off of the boys weekend.
Yeah.
Well, I remember being like shadowing my dad at work for like a school project when I was in college, and there was the hottest doctor with so much swag, you guys. He looked like Alex Karev. No, he looked like an Alex Karev.
So it wasn't Steve.
Like a little bit of like a Michael Bublé look.
Oh, that's not Steve.
And he was suave, and that he was like kind of flirting with me. Like there was like that twinkle in his eye, and then all of a sudden. And like I go back to my dad's office and he's like, oh yeah, his wife, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you've got to be joking me, because he wasn't wearing a ring. Do not, doctors, you wear your ring.
All men wear your ring.
All men.
I don't give a fuck
about
your excuses.
Guys, I'm so mad we had this conversation, because like I can't even get a boyfriend or a text back. Now I have to worry about, after I fucking find the one, him wearing or not wearing a ring. This is anxiety.
No, you don't have to worry about that, because your husband is not going to be sketchy.
Mine's going to be cool. He's going to be friends with your husband, right, Tanya?
Yeah. Like I'm not, I literally, I have such like a high standard for my husband that I don't even like, I know when I find him, I'm not going to be worried about him, like not wearing his ring or like being sketchy or squirm. Like he's gonna be so legit.
But like, does he exist? Because like I just feel like women are so phenomenal and amazing, and not like women against men, I love men, but it's like so hard for me to find like a really interesting, amazing, hot, great guy. But like, I find that in women all the time. Like this entire table is phenomenal. Is it so hard to find like a lot of men are so subpar.
It's true.
And afraid of commitment. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Well, we can get a different, really cool, awesome girl every day.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of I'm not afraid of commitment as far as, like, being with one person, like, staying loyal. I'm afraid of, like, committing to someone for, like, being with, like, stuck with, so, like, getting to a point where, like, let's say the first few years are amazing and it's everything, and then you get to that like slump area where you're like, I feel stuck. Like, what do I do?
When you're like, what's your favorite donut?
That's something I like barely ever think about. That sounds very claustrophobic.
I know. And I don't know. Like, we talked about it. This therapist called on psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And we talked about it, and we really got down to why I'm like scared of relationships. And I think that's why.
Well, going off of the relationship topic, Lauren, we came up with the most I don't get it yesterday.
What was it? You wrote it
and
down,
we
right?
do not remember
Ashley,
what it is.
You,
no.
You
I don't think I wrote it down.
Oh my God. It was so good.
What were we talking about?
Wait, what was it?
It was the ultimate. It was, we've never.
Did
not
I talk to you guys?
Before.
Well, while you're thinking of it, did I talk to you guys about people that walk in front of you on the sidewalk yet?
No,
I don't know if it's because I'm a fast walker, but like people that walk slowly, or let's say you have your baby and you're walking out of a restaurant and you're walking as slow as your baby is. It's like, move!
Pick your baby
up. Trying to get out of the restaurant. This is the only exit. And you're walking 0.0 miles an hour with your toddler. Pick him up.
What were we watching when we...
I don't get it. Be considerate.
I hate slow walkers. It's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Oh, well, it's bikers on the street that I don't get.
No, see, I don't get people like you.
Tanya,
where are you hurrying to go that you can't wait for a little child to walk out of a door?
Like, do you not live in LA? Like, what if the... You can curse Tanya.
Tanya is not quick.
What about the parking meter? Like, what if I have an appointment to get my hair cut?
I can't.
What if I'm
trying to make everybody in LA is in such a hurry. It's like, leave your house 20 minutes earlier.
You know the sloth in Zootopia at the DMV?
Yes.
That's Tanya.
No.
Like, we'll be like getting, where were we going to SoulCycle the other day? And we were trying to find, and like her getting out of the car, I was like, are you in a hurry? Like, I don't even care about being late, but are you trying to move that slow on purpose?
Yeah.
So
I don't get people that move slow. Like, I don't get it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
And I don't get people that are in a hurry all the time. Like, are you really that busy?
I literally was waiting for this.
This is
old...
an amazing transaction.
I was waiting for this old person across the street, and I'm like, come on. And I'm not trying to be mean. I
and
love
where are you
elderly.
Going to get your coffee? Like, sorry. It's going to be 10 minutes later.
He literally yells at me and goes, are you in a rush to die? And I go, yes. And I like drove away.
Wow, that old person is Tanya.
Naz is on one extreme and Tanya's in the other, and I'm somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. I'm not like yelling at old people and babies, but I'm also like, please hurry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I'm late, then yes, it's annoying. If you're being like obnoxiously slow, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I might have road rage inside my car, but it's staying internal. It's internal.
Oh, well, that's something that Naz does. Like, Naz is just not afraid to like say it how she feels to people. Like, if the service at a restaurant slow,
oh, I thought you meant in a car. I was like, in a car, I'm scared now that I'm gonna get shot, because I feel like that's this country we live in now, where you're like, excuse me, go, and then they're like, boom, dead.
You should have always been scared.
No, you should always be scared of that. But
I'm never saying anything to anyone in a car ever again.
But Naz will be like the person at a restaurant who's like, excuse me, we've been waiting for our food for so long, like, this is it. She won't be like, excuse me, like, you have any idea how long the food's gonna take? It's been a while. She'll be like, it's been 30 minutes. Where the fuck's the food?
And no, I'm
like,
I don't say
oh my God.
Yeah,
oh my,
you're going to get a loogie in your
say,
food.
I don't say where the fuck.
I know
food.
You don't, but it's a little abrasive.
But you also ask me to help you when your pokey's late, right? Who's there when your pokey isn't getting made quickly?
You're right.
Ashley would be the first to come up and be like, Naz, will you tell them to hurry? So, yes.
There you go. Happy medium. Let's just all be in a happy medium.
Yeah, let's live life at a medium.
Guys, we didn't talk about the ultimate I don't get it, but Lauren and I are going to figure it out before next week. All right, never mind, guys. We did just remember. It's unfortunate that you didn't get our reaction of remembering it on this tape, because it was amazing. And I thought it was an I don't get it about life in general, but it really just encompassed everything with a very, sorry, simple.
Very simple.
Lauren, you came up with it, so explain.
Okay, so, you know, we're avid American Idol watchers. Everyone probably knows this already.
You know, my license plate's at Heart
so
Idol.
So why the fuck is Kelly Clarkson on The Voice and Katy Perry's on American Idol? Switch up!
That's the ultimate I don't get it.
It is the weirdest thing, because I've been watching The Voice, which I am a huge Alicia Keys fan from The Voice.
She's so cute when she wears no makeup and looks outstanding.
She's
it's
so
really unfair.
Calm.
She never wears makeup. By her.
First of all, can I just for a second? That's the ultimate I don't get it in life.
I know. They said it was life-changing. Tanya, I'm thinking she's going to say, would you rather have $1 million or die?
Ashley came up with it last night. That's it. That's the I don't get it.
Oh, no.
We came to this moment.
moment where it was just like everything came together. And that was the reason.
It's so funny because I completely get it, because Kelly Clarkson and American Idol have had the most tumultuous public relationship.
No, they haven't.
Wait, yeah, they have.
Well, Tanya works for Ryan, so let's talk.
She actually, I know that she signed on to do The Voice before Idol was officially coming back. So she was already in contract and signed with The Voice.
Got it.
I don't
think she ever would have gone to American Idol. But remember,
I think 100%. She hated them.
Remember, she hated them. There was a Clive Davis moment, but now maybe that's been revamped.
Yeah, no, she has nothing but like amazing things to say about
how
Idol.
How could she not?
Good to know.
Yeah.
Are we also confused about how Katy Perry's a judge on anything?
Yes.
Right? Why do God, yes.
No, I don't Katy get Perry Katy anymore? Perry. But okay, I'll say this: I've been watching American Idol, and I don't mind her anymore.
Yes,
she's
I know.
Actually doing a really good job.
It's because
I really like her now.
Okay. Okay, I'll give it a chance, because her Teenage Dream album was one of my favorites of all time.
Oh my God, that album it defined a chapter of my life.
Yeah. Calm down. Okay.
I know, yeah, no, I'm the good. Same way. So when she kind of went off and then like came back and was like very weird.
Very
like, she
weird.
This last
weird
album
stuff.
Was...
She was with me with that Prism album during the worst part of my life.
Oh my God, Double Rainbow.
Oh, I love Double Rainbow.
I feel like
Rainbow.
We were there. We went through it together.
Yeah. Yeah,
and there was that song about the sister picking her up on the bathroom
floor. Oh yeah, God,
Lauren literally had to pick me up.
Wait,
what's
that song
floor.
Called? God, it's something about God.
Yeah,
God.
Is it Pearl?
No, it's the very last song.
Well, anyway, I always thought that The Voice, like I never liked The Voice because I think that Adam Levine and Blake Shelton are kind of evil. And so is Christina Aguilera. I think they're evil.
We think Christina Aguilera has a bad soul.
So I was like, Katy Perry belongs on
that guy's
face.
She's nodding.
Yeah, so I feel like...
So who was the before? Oh, the CeeLo. Whoops, yeah, also.
And CeeLo Green. Shut the fuck up, Ashley. So I feel like Katy Perry would have fit in really well with these cynical people on this panel now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And the switch, and Katy Perry... I mean, Kelly Clarkson was the idol, so it just made so much sense to me.
I don't know. All. I love The Voice. I think The Voice, the format is so genius. I think Adam and Blake are hilarious together, and they're all different. And I think American Idol, I like hate the reboot. Like
how
Lionel Richie's only on
it?
There. He's only on there because of his daughter.
What?
He's amazing.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry.
That's why he's like semi-relevant.
No,
so
I know,
guys. Obviously, I love Lionel Richie. I listen to oldies, but like people that watch American Idol, like yes, they're like
older.
You
gotta have a classic old one. They needed the Paula Abdul.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't.
They've always had the classic old one. But then Katy Perry's doing well. Luke Bryan's so nice.
Luke Bryan's nice.
So is anyone like critical? Like, does anyone give?
No, our whole thing is this. This is where the conversation started. I was like, Kelly Clarkson is so fun to watch. Her personality is amazing. She's so funny. I feel like she sometimes talks to like the TV and to people, like an audience, the way that we all do. Mm-hmm. Like,
totally.
We are just like, so excited. Yeah. We just can't contain it. Yeah. And she, like, really is 100% herself on that show. It's just unfortunate that she couldn't go and be on the panel where she started.
Full circle.
I would want to be watching American Idol. And then, but unfortunately, now
that's very
feel
true.
Like I have
maybe
a draw
she will
to
when
voice.
Her contract's
up. Can I tell you that Kelly Clarkson is one of those artists that, like, she used to call in and sometimes we would do these things where the artist would do interviews with, like, the producers and we would chop up the audio and, like, things like that. And so normally, like, you know, quick conversations, nothing like. Anytime we did it with Kelly Clarkson, she would literally talk to me for 20 minutes.
Aww.
She was always so nice. I'll like never forget. And I'll always be such a fan and champion of hers because I feel like she's just so like nice to everybody.
Right. She's
and
like
so
you.
Rad. Like I just love her.
She's rad.
See you guys being such good friends.
I know, me too.
I just think she's just so awesome. Like I just hope like the fact that she ended up getting married and has this like awesome family. I'm just like, I love
go
it.
You, Kelly. Did you guys see Katie rip her dress? Or she didn't rip it.
Oh,
slip in the audition.
It, no.
It's hilarious.
Who?
If you guys haven't seen
she
it.
Had a wardrobe
there was an audition this week.
Oh, Katy Perry?
Yeah, where she's dancing with one of the contestants. Like, she, like, brings all the judges up, and then she slips, and, like, you see her vagina and her
so
butt.
So,
it's
likable already.
See, okay, so what I'm going to do...
That's why I liked her, because she slipped.
This weekend, I'm going to watch the new American Idol. I'm going to see how Katy Perry is before really slamming her.
Yeah, me too.
No,
me too.
By the grace of God, and, like, this song got me through.
We don't need to listen to it. This is our outro, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Grace of God.
Subscribe and rate and join our Facebook group.
I picked myself back up.
Look at the beautiful brown hair she has on this cover.
Kate, grow it out and darken it.
I feel like I'm in church right now. I don't know why.
I forgot about how great this song is.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to, do we have to pay for this song if it's
not
in our
if
podcast?
It's less than 20 seconds or something?
All right, shut it off, Ashley. We don't have money for that shit.
Goodbye.
All right. Tanya and Becca, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
So fun. Becca, thank you for leaving the couch and your dog. Yeah, and Tanya, thanks for leaving your busy schedule to be with us today.
Oh, this was so fun.
I love this merger of scrubbing in and I don't get it. Yeah. They're just so compatible.
I know.
Crossover.
A crossover episode.
Blondes and brunettes.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Love you. Subscribe. I don't
get it. Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Babes and Babies, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.